Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Daughter of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, Cheryl Rogers Barnett talks with her husband Larry about her famous parents' legacy of not only fame, but fighting against social norms and loving their family's differences.
I was just a few months old when he and his first wife, Arlene, adopted me. Dad said that when he wiggled his fingers in front of all the baby's faces, that they all cried or screamed, and I just reached up and grasped a hold of his finger, and he called Mommy in California and said, "I found our baby." Mommy's health wasn't great, and after they adopted me, she was sick so much. So Dad started taking me to work with him when she died. And I grew up on the Republic lot. The ladies and gentlemen in the wardrobe and makeup department and the hair department, they were my babysitters. And I got to go into the wardrobe. Oh, that was incredible for a little girl to be able to go do that. That was fairyland. So everybody there, they were like a big family on that lot.
The thing that I've always found interesting, and I think other people have as well, you actually met your stepmother at Republic.
Yes. She started working with Dad in 1943. They made their first movie together, Cowboy and the Senorita. I just thought she was fabulous. Most of the leading ladies that worked with Dad were teenage girls. But women's role in Westerns were either the rancher's daughter, the school marm, or they worked in a saloon. I mean, that was about it for Western movies.
As your mom said, yeah, they weren't much more than decorations.
Yeah.
But until she came along.
She really changed women's role in Western movies. She was just a physical force to deal with. I mean, she was so vivacious and so gorgeous, so talented. And they wrote scripts for her, wrote parts that were much more meaningful. She and Dad were really partners. They had a baby together a couple of years later, and that was my little sister, Robin Elizabeth. And when she was born, she had Down syndrome, and they were one of the first people I've ever heard of that refused to hospitalize Robin. They brought her home. It was really different back then. If you had a child born with a handicap, you were told by the doctors, don't bring them home. It will break your heart. Just put them in a facility somewhere.
Well, as your dad said, they were going to bring her home and raise her with the other kids.
Again, back then, it was so different. So we got mumps at school, and of course, you know, living in a house, eventually Robin got it as well, and she passed away right at her second birthday. So Mom was just heartbroken, and she wrote her first book called Angel Unaware. And that little book has just been incredible. It's gone around the world. It's been reprinted in a whole bunch of languages. Teachers still use it today to teach empathy to their students. It's really wonderful.
Also, with their visibility and popularity at the time, I think they contributed probably as much, if not more, than anybody to research into Down syndrome and the strides that they've made. You know, your dad tells a really an interesting story about that. We were watching some DVDs that they were recently made, converted from film, and it was something in Madison Square Gardens. They were performing, and there was Roy and Dale coming into the stadium, shaking hands, you know, patting hands with little kids, and there was this one section that was all handicapped, disadvantaged children. And he turned to me and he says, "You see that? Until she wrote that book, you never saw that."
Yeah, true. You never did.
And that was a legacy of theirs, you know, your mom's faith and what they did for the Down syndrome and the adoption. I mean, that is more of their legacy than the movies they made.
Yeah. Mom ended up, she wrote 28 books, and she wrote books about everything that she was interested in. But she was in charge right up to the very end, and I miss her every day.
Yeah, she was quite a lady.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.